Adam Evans.
Understand and do the research, because the impression when somebody comes in and they talk about your organisation, even though they've never worked there, and they know that you've been around for 500 years, and you know that you're the leader in Asia, and you know this, it's quite, wow, this person has done the homework. And it gives the impression that the candidate is really interested in the job. And that is wonderful. I mean, we just adopted a baby panda in China, you know, from the Chinese government gave it to us. And somebody in an interview actually brought that out. And that was really quite surprising. I didn't expect that at all. And so the impression of that candidate was suddenly, this person's interested. You know, it's not just another job. Another piece of advice is, and I know it's difficult, is to be themselves, first and foremost. And how can you be yourself in an interview? That's the other thing, because you're not, because you're nervous. But let them look at the interview process as, if they were talking to me, who's the most nervous? Is it me or the candidate? Because I don't know the candidate and I need somebody for a position. And I would like them to work with me, but I have to sell that image. Now, on the other hand, they're nervous because they have to sell themselves as well. So I see it as a kind of 50-50. And if they could have that in mind, that it's a 50-50, the company needs them. It's not just, you know, will I get the job or won't I get the job? It's, is the company really good enough for me? Because they're important people. And if they've got to the interview stage, then they're on the way. They're on the way. And ask questions. If there's any doubts or anything they don't understand, ask questions. And smile. Important. Really smile. Be pleasant. But be themselves. Definitely be themselves.
Harriet Barber.
I think one of the most important things is making sure that you understand the company and what they do and what their values are. And if possible, emailing and contacting them by some way. Sometimes they often won't reply, but now and again they will put you in contact with someone who will answer your questions. And the more you know, the more likely it is that you will understand them and you'll be able to portray yourself in a better light. I did a month or so work experience there before I started, just because I emailed someone and they said, yes, you can come in. And then when I applied for my job, part of the form said, do you know anyone in the company? So I could put all of that information down. And then when I was interviewed, I could talk about things I knew from the company and they already knew who I was. And so it was like I'd had a month-long interview and they were much happier about taking someone that they were able to try sort of how they worked first before. Otherwise, they've only met you for about 2 hours and then I'm not really sure.